You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. I am your host, Jash Kriplani. Well, your broker can now lend you some money if you want to buy more shares but don't have adequate balance in your broking account. But these funds come at a certain interest rate. In today's episode of Why Not Mint Money, we talk with Jay Prakash Gupta, who's the founder of Dhan, on what is margin trading facility.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Jay, welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. It's really great to have you here on our show with us today. Can you tell us what is margin trading? Can you sort of simplify it for our listeners?
Hi Yash, and thanks for having me on your podcast. See, margin trading facility, to put it in layman terms, is the facility which has been provided by the stockbrokers to their customers. The whole idea behind MTF is that it gives you the leverage in whatever investments you want to do. If I have to, you know, illustrate this with an example, say for example, you want to buy a stock X, which is being traded on any of the stock exchanges in India. For assumption's sake, let's take that stock X is being traded on NSE, and the price of stock X is 100 rupees. As an investor, you have 2-3 options how you can buy the stock. You can pay 100 rupees for a stock. You can buy the share and hold it in your DMAT account. When the price goes up, you make money. Or if your idea is to invest, you can hold it for a certain number of time frame as you wish to hold it. The second option can be you can buy the same stock in futures, in derivatives contract, provided the same stock is available in futures, where you have to pay lesser amount as margin. The margin is usually defined by the stock exchanges. So for simplicity's sake, let's assume that stock price is 100 rupees and the margin is 20% of that. You can buy the stock or hold a futures contract just by paying 20 rupees. There is a catch here that you cannot buy one quantity. You need to buy certain stipulated quantity, which is also known as lot size. And that lot size has been defined by the stock exchange. So the third way you can buy the same stock is by having it through a margin trading facility. So say, for example, the same X stock, which is quoting at 100 rupees, but the broker is allowing you to buy that stock by paying just 40 rupees in margin. The advantage here is that you can buy even one quantity. Unlike futures contract where you have to buy a stipulated lot size, you can hold the stock as long as you want. And what you need to pay here is you need to pay a certain amount as interest, which varies from broker to broker. So say the interest is, for example, say 16%. So by paying 16% of interest per annum, you can hold the stock as long as you want. So how it's going to benefit an investor is when the stock, you say you are bullish on the stock, you have bought stock at 100 rupees and you feel that in next 6 months time, the stock is going to go up to 150. So had you bought the stock by paying the same 100 rupees in investments, your return would have been 50%. But in MTF, you are paying 40 rupees and buying a stock worth 100 rupees. So if the stock goes up by 50 rupees, you can imagine the return which you are making. You are making 50 rupees on 40 rupees, okay, which gives you a return of more than 100% here.
Sure. And Jeb, when you talk about interest rate, say assuming 16%, but the interest rate effectively is on the basis of the number of days you hold the stock, right? So this will be divided by 365. So the per day, I think the rate comes to 0.0438. And let's assume if I hold the stock for 3 months or 90 days, this will work out to be around 3.94 effective rate. That's correct.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's correct. But it's again a practice somewhere, it varies from broker to broker. somebody charges interest on a per annum basis, and that amount is calculated on a monthly basis. And okay. there are certain members who charge on a daily basis as well.
Okay. Okay. And again, are all brokers allowing this facility that you can hold the stocks forever?
No, see, there is certain criteria on the broker side. The broker's net worth has to... there is criteria with regards to net worth and all. So, I don't think all the brokers, all the stock brokers are allowing this. But the major ones are definitely doing margin trading facility.
Right. And you also mentioned about futures segment. What are the advantages that MTF has over futures segment, if you can put it in terms of points?
See, the first advantage is not all stocks are available under futures. Okay, but the universe of stocks available under derivatives futures is very limited. So the number is around 178. And in terms of MTF, typically, you know, the list is being published by the stock exchanges. So there are around 900 plus stocks which are available under MTF. But the margin again varies from stock to stock. What the margin to be charged depends on the liquidity, on the market capitalization of the particular stock. Second advantage is that, you know, there is no minimum stipulated quantity. Say you buy futures and you want to buy a contract which is available in futures. So there is a minimum quantity you need to hold as an exposure, and that minimum quantity is defined by the exchange. In MTF, you can buy as low as one share of any particular stock in which the MTF is available. A third advantage is, again here, is you can buy the stock. You can carry on as long as you want. While in futures, there is a expiry day. On the expiry day, either you have to roll over the position to the next month or you have to square off your trade. So here again, you know, if you want to hold that stock for 180 days, even you can do that under MTF.
Right. And Jay, a lot of our listeners are retail investors, who some of them are also first-time investors. What would your advice be? Should they look at MTF or should they look at something else? And it would help, right? Because we know that both your profits can be magnified as well as your losses can be magnified. If you can give any example on how, you know, if you have a leveraged position, your losses can also end up being significantly more than a straight position.
Oh, well, it's a very good question, Yash. See, leverage is always a double-edged sword. If it works right for you, you can make phenomenal returns, and the vice versa is also true. If you get it wrong, you know, it has the potential to wipe out your capital. So for a new investor, I think before you get into MTF or any kind of leverage trade, be it futures or options or whatever, you first need to spend some time in market. I think it's not wise for a first-time investor just to go and plunge himself or herself into leverage trading. Just if you want, I can share an example. Say there is a stock which is trading at 100 rupees, and the margin requirement for that stock is say 50%. So by just having 100 rupees in your account, you can buy stocks worth 200 rupees.
Right.
And if the stock prices go up by say 20% and you have a leverage position, in that case your return is actually 40%.
Right.
And minus the interest, minus the other statutory charges and brokerage, you end up earning you know, double of what you would have earned by just putting your own capital. And the same thing works on the reverse side as well. You know, if your bet goes wrong, your stock falls by say 20%, you end up losing at least 40% on your capital, because you have taken an exposure, a leverage which is two times of your capital. So unless you are a seasoned guy who is well informed, who has done his own research well, or you have got some advice from your financial advisor, it's not prudent for a first-time investor just to come and you know, get engaged or plunge into any kind of leverage trade.
Would you also equity mutual funds for first-time investors rather than getting into direct stocks to begin with?
I think direct stocks, fundamentally sound stocks, or mutual funds through SIP are the better modes of investing for the first-time investor.
Sure, Jay. Thanks a lot for joining us today and sharing all those insights. I'm sure our listeners would also have learned a lot during this conversation. Thank you. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you liked this episode and would like to hear two more such interesting conversations, do log into our channel, Why Not Mint Money, on Spotify as well as other platforms, where you will find me omnipresent. Also, if you have any new ideas or suggestions, you can DM me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JashKriplani, that is JashKriplani. Or you all can always mail to us at mintmoney@livemint.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.